And Coffee Mumbo Jumbo still hadn't finished experimenting with the coffee grower's cup. In fact, I got confused because at the top of the bag it says the coffee brewer, which is obviously that bag, but the company's called Grower's Cup, and it's Ulrich's company in Denmark. He sources his coffee, he roasts his own coffee and puts them in these beautiful dinky looking bags, which actually work a treat. But you know, I ripped open one bag which was out of date, and of course I can't just let coffee grinds go to waste and put them in the bin. That would break my heart. And in fact, we're here to experiment and just to understand coffee more, and also understand why it's important to have fresh coffee. Now, in this bag, it is sealed and it is kept fresh at least for a few months. That I can tell you hand on heart for sure, because the first coffee that I brewed was within only a few weeks, actually, and it was delicious. Now, that other coffee that I ripped open just to have a look what the inside looks like is well out of date, actually, because it was packed on the 15th of the 11th, 2011, and the best before date was the 15th of February this year, 2013. So still, I don't want any grinds to go to waste. So what I've done is I've measured out of these 26.8 grams that were in that bag, and I used 15.5 and used the AeroPress, the normal method that Sean Young, the champion of 2012 in the AeroPress, showed me how to brew coffee with. And I extracted it to a tea, but putting my nose to it now, there is not very much aroma coming off the steam. It's cooled down to the temperature that I'm very familiar with and that I'm comfortable with, which is just around between 50 and 55. So this is actually 55C. Well, I don't want to scald my tongue. I just want to really see what it tastes like. And it is... oh, there's actually hardly anything left in it. Now, this is not surprising, and this is not to knock the Grower's Cup, because it is out of date. It is out of date, so we can't knock them. But it's just interesting for me to learn more and more about coffee and to share that with any coffee enthusiast. What I've also done is I've actually cupped. I took the normal amount of grams that you cup with, and I let it steep for 4 minutes. And it's now also cooled down. I broke, of course, the crust after 4 minutes. And I'm now putting my nose to that. And I've cleaned the cup. The foam's gone. So it's very, very clean. And I'm just going to cup and slurp for the first time again this Ethiopian Sidamo Grade 4. Out of date, remember. Now, I'm not drinking this. I've drank too much coffee today anyway, so I've got a spittoon here, just an improvised spittoon that I'm spitting into. And of course, I've been to quite a few cupping sessions now, so I've hopefully perfected the slurping. Well, perfected, you can never perfect anything, but I'm, I think, getting better at that slurping. Let everything really envelop your tongue. And again, not much left in that bean. So again, we don't want to knock that because it's out of date, but it's an interesting exercise to do. And the more coffees you cup, the more you play with coffee, the more you understand what coffee's about, and of course the freshness of coffee. But again, coming back, because it's all about the Grower's Cup here, it is kind of a fun and innovative way of drinking coffee, and it is a simple way. It is, like Ulrich says in his own words, a lazy way of preparing coffee and still having very good coffee at your fingertips. So I would encourage you to go on the website, www.growerscup.com, search around, have a look, and try some for yourself. It's well worth the experiment. Thanks again to Ulrich for lending me his ears, because I asked him a lot of questions at the show, and also for giving me so many of his coffees. He's very generous. The Coffee Mumbo Jumbo likes experimenting with coffee.